Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We're going to be covering The Good Place, Season 2, Episode 5, The Trolley Problem, and Season 2, Episode 6, Janet and Michael.
Oh, yeah. We are getting into it now, people. Was this the first time you ever heard The Trolley Problem?
I feel like I had heard of it, but seeing it done in this way was certainly something.
Yeah,
it was definitely before I had an ethics class. But and we played in ethics class and in my Shakespeare club, which I was vice president of. We did a Shakespeare trolley problem game with characters from Shakespeare plays.
Fun.
Highly recommend if you're a Shakespeare nerd. It is so funny. And also one time, it was on my last meeting for Shakespeare, and one of the members who was going to fill in my role after I left, they made it, like, they expanded it, essentially, and also added one singular Mr. Darcy card, and it threw me for a loop.
No! Mr. Darcy can't be part of Trolley Problem.
There were also, like, quotes on there from the characters. It was very, very, like, detailed.
Wow.
And it was amazing.
Wow.
And his was, "I love you most ardently," and I was like,
Stop
you
it.
Can't do that. You can't just throw Mr. Darcy into a Shakespeare trolley problem game. Yeah, it was Matthew Mathfadden.
No, it's so sad.
Unfair.
Yes.
Unfair.
We will at some point revisit Jane Austen. It's going to be a little while.
Yeah, whenever there's new
whatever.
Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility. We'll watch it. It's fine. It's fine. People can do whatever they want. We can prefer other versions. It's fine. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Moving on.
Like assholes.
What we're drinking.
So, no. We haven't even done the regular caveats, which include that there will be cursing, assholes. And
okay.
And we have spoilers for, obviously, this episode, since we've already talked about the fact that there's a trolley problem that is in the title, so whatever. Having things to drink. Yes.
Yes. I'm having a Rossini because it looks like blood and guts. And
a Rossini
is strawberry puree and champagne or Prosecco or anything bubbly on top. And in this case, it's Cremant de Loire.
Right. We had a bottle. So, yes. Got to use it in all these amazing ways. And it's great in all of them, actually. It's been quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great straight. It's great with a lot of other things as well.
Wonderful. Good news. So let's go.
Episode 5, The Trolley Problem. Sorry, Season 2, Episode 5, The Trolley Problem. Sheedy is teaching about the trolley problem.
He has a model. It looks like Thomas the Train Set.
Yeah. He talks about the intricacies of it, like how even though it seems straightforward to just go with the route that has fewer people on it, what if you know the person? What if you are, like, approached by their family? What if you, there are a lot of other variables
He talks about, like, what if you're a doctor and you have to kill one healthy person to save five other people with the organs, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah. Michael talks about how he would kill all six people with, like.
He's like, so the goal here is to kill all six.
And so I dangle out a sharp knife from it to get that one guy and to, like, just plow through the other five on that one trap.
And we see that his punishment for this thought process that he seems to use all the time is to write on the chalkboard,
people good.
Equals good. And he's had to do it before.
Eleanor, after the lesson, asks if Tahani and Jason want to hang out before they get tortured. And they're like, oh no, I have to go do something. And it's each other. And so they go off to have sex. And Tahani doesn't want anyone to know. And Jason's just like, maybe you should talk to somebody about it. And then she's like, but then people would know.
Hey. And then they go back and forth on this a lot.
Yeah. Well, Eleanor tells Chidi that it will take time to teach Michael ethics. It will take a long time. And gives him a pep talk and tells him, and he's just like, well, and throughout this conversation, he's trying to pitch a Kierkegaard rap musical, and it's just not working.
And Eller's like, no. And she's like, I believe in you, but no.
Yeah. Tahani tries to use Janet as a therapist to confess to, and she's like, okay, I'm going to download all of this therapy stuff so that I can help you with your relationship.
And 2 seconds later, she's able.
Yes. And so she has her sit down on a leather couch to talk. And meanwhile, Chidi talks to Michael about the report he made,
Like
the book
this.
report he made on Les Mis, which was that everyone sucks and is going to go to the bad place. And since they're French, they're going anyway.
I love this. It's like they all are French and they're going to the bad place, and they automatically 20 points off if you steal a baguette because it makes you more French.
Like it's 17 off. If it's minus 17 if you steal a loaf of bread, minus 20 if it's a baguette because it's more French. And he said Victor Hugo is a wuss in the bad place, and he says, like, Sacre bleu, I peed in my pants. It's so fucking funny.
Tahani admits to Janet that she has never dated below her station, basically, and she thinks Jason is. And Jason comes in because he wants some therapy too. And Tahani's like, "No, I'll just cover this." And she speaks for him, and then she's like, "Oh, I just
I
heard
heard it.
it. I heard it. Okay." We cut back because there's no right answer to the trolley problem. Michael decides, because Hugh has this ability, let's get a real trolley.
Let's simulate
Let's
this.
simulate this. And he's like, there need to be real stakes. And Chini, and he's like, Chini's driving, and he's like, all right, so you make the decision. And he is so indecisive that he runs into the five because he can't switch tracks in time, and he freaks out, and they're like
Blood and
blood.
guts flying
He's
onto
like, there
him.
are parts of people in my mouth.
And it was all simulation, but the fake people, that pain they're feeling is real because you have to have stakes. And so he resets the simulation and he's like, but this is the way I connect to the material. And so they replay the, and he now, he re they replay it. He chooses the one with one, per the track with one person. And Michael's like, oh yeah, this is the one version where you know the person. It's the guy with the awful boots
Let's
that was
see.
his colleague in at that university.
Yeah.
And he runs into him, even though he keeps telling him to move, he just won't move.
Well, he's like, my boots are stuck. And so like he kills him, and the boots end up on the trolley, and she's like,
Meanwhile, yeah, Jason.
Jason is describing to Honey, he's
Soft
descriptive,
and smooth like
like a bunch
water
of
balloon.
water balloons.
The fuck are you talking about? Jason has issues with how Tahani is being embarrassed by him.
Right, and he
With
knows it's a problem.
yeah, and he just feels undervalued, which yes, you are being undervalued, babe.
True.
Tahani joins him for couples therapy. Janet is glitching because she is doing something she wasn't programmed for.
And the glitches are having kind of profound effects that
Like
as
her
they
thumb falls
move
off
on.
and a toad comes out of her mouth. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Michael has another simulation,
The doctor
the
problem now.
doctor problem, because he's already like they've already run over like five William Shakespeares and for
Yeah.
one Santa Claus or something. It's very funny.
Yeah. So the option that Chidi has is to kill Eleanor to save the other four people. And
The funniest shit is Eleanor being like, I am your hottest, or, sorry, I am your
yeah.
night, I'm your hottest friend. No, Tahani. I'm your nicest, no, Jason. I'm your friend.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm just not going to do it. I've taken the Hippocratic Oath. I can first do no harm. And Michael's kind of like, okay, so tell the families.
And then Eleanor
And
realizes that they're just torturing Chidi
well,
again.
right, because the families are all people that got run over by the trolley. And she is like, what? What? This is terrible.
Yeah.
And Eleanor's like, you're just doing this to torture Chidi, aren't you? And he's like,
Yeah.
And she kicks Michael out of the class because he clearly is not getting
Chidi is sad about being tortured by Michael, and Eleanor feels a little bit responsible.
it.
Eleanor thinks that she knows why he tortured Chidi, though. Meanwhile, Jason talks to Tahani about how he's nice to her, but she's mean, and she's like, listen, I understand that. I hear you. I need more time for us to be like on the DL just by ourselves.
And Janet spits up a
Keeps,
frog.
yeah, she keeps glitching. Eleanor talks to Michael about how he's lashing out because he feels like a failure. It's the Eleanor method. Like you are feeling less than, and so you feel like you need to bring people down to your level.
Yeah.
And so Michael,
he decides that he wants to like be kind to everybody, I guess.
So he gets everyone a gift. He gives Tahani a diamond.
A huge diamond.
Eleanor gets Never-Ending Shrimp Dispenser. Jason gets a Pikachu balloon, which immediately pops. And Chidi gets a replica of a Kant, never-before-seen Kant notebook. Which Chidi immediately throws in the trash because he's not going to take a bribe over an apology.
This is not an apology, it's a bribe. And he wants Michael to apologize. And you know, he definitely gives a genuine sounding apology.
Mm-hmm. He initially does a very, she's like, oh, do you want me to tell you that I felt inferior and so I lashed out and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yes. Yeah. And so he does it in a real way. It's like, okay, yeah, there we go. One month later, Tahani and Jason are going strong. There is an earthquake and Janet goes to Michael and she tells him that she keeps glitching and the neighborhood is in danger of collapse.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. What were your best parts of this episode?
Chidi. I fucking love Chidi in this episode. It's so funny.
The trolley problem is like one of the better episodes in my opinion.
I love this episode. Yeah. Jason and Tahani. I like the idea, first of all, of them being together, like because it's such an odd couple pairing. Anything with Jason's very funny. And them using Janet as a therapist is very funny. And also they're talking about real stuff in their relationship, like how she's disrespecting Jason. Because Jason can, again, be seen as so much of just a joke, but he's still a person.
Yeah.
And he deserves respect.
Yeah.
And Janet, I love Janet, just she gets glasses as a therapist. And she's just like, what? And how did that make you feel? It's very stereotypical. It's very funny. Michael, his entire Les Mis thing is so funny.
Oh my god, it is so funny.
Sacre bleu, I peed in my pants. That's exactly how he says it. It is very, very, very funny. And Eleanor, I like Eleanor standing up for Chidi and pointing out that Michael's just torturing them again. And I also love her in the like in the doctor simulation, her being like, I'm your hottest, no, Tahani. I'm your nicest, no, I'm your friend, Chidi. Yeah. I'm your friend. That's very funny.
Yeah.
That's what I had.
Obviously, Eleanor. Chidi, I think, is amazing in this. It's just a great episode for him. I love Jason. I love Janet in this. Michael is like a half and half for me. Like, I find him very, very funny. Like the fact that he can't help being a demon is very funny, but at the same time, it's like he can't help being a demon. So he's a half and half for me. What were your worst parts?
Tahani. Yeah, she so just bad. Treats Jason so disrespectfully.
She's so bad.
It's so annoying.
It is.
Like I like the way, I will like when she's talking about Jason, she's just like, he has this confidence that he's not afraid of looking stupid, which makes him really good at sex. And it's just like, that's very funny.
That is very
funny. That is so funny.
That is very funny. No inhibitions, clearly. Yeah, my worst parts, I, like I said, there's some parts of the Michael, like
torturing them again,
and the fake apology kind of thing, the bribe, whatever.
Right.
That's uncool. And so, but Tahani really is like the worst part of this episode to me. What grade did you give this episode?
I gave it an A-. I really like this episode.
I like this episode a lot. I gave it a B+. I don't know if I was just tired when we were watching it last night.
You were very tired. You fell asleep during this next episode.
I was extremely tired in the next episode, so you're going to be covering like 90% of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so
let's
go on.
Episodes. Wait, what did you give it? Oh, you gave it a B+. Okay, all right. I didn't know if you were changing it.
No.
Season 2, episode 6. Janet and Michael. Flashback to Janet, who's in her like void, and Michael goes to activate her. This is the good place, Janet. They stole from the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't use a bad place, Janet, because she would melt if she tried to fake it. Present day, Michael talks to Janet about the problem. He gets the user's manual, and then Vicky comes in.
Nose, by the way. It comes out of her nose. Yeah. So funny.
Vicky comes in confused about the Janet stuff, and he distracts her with the idea of torturing Chidi, and she's like, needles! And he's like, okay, sure. And he's just like, all right, yeah, you go do that to Chidi. He runs some diagnostics and glitches may be a sign that Janet could be lying, and Michael feels really guilty because he told her a lie at the beginning of their friendship or whatever this is. And he tells her that he lied the day they met. Flashback to Michael activating Janet, and he told her that he's a good place architect, which he now feels guilty about. He feels guilty for pushing Janet too far. She brings up that glitches would have started way sooner if that was the lie that was causing this.
Right.
Tahani and Jason come in and reveal to Michael that they're sleeping together and want more love advice from Janet, which causes her to glitch when she says, "Oh, I'd be happy to help."
Yeah. Janet says that she's gonna help, and she's gonna help construct. I can't even read my writing. Damn. She's basically just gonna help them, construct their relationship or reconstruct it. And she's happy for them. And
It makes them go into a void for a second.
It seems like every time Janet lies is when the glitch would happen in the neighborhood. So Michael tells Janet that it really is true that Janet loves Jason, and that's what's really going wrong. And Janet is upset because she doesn't remember that she loves him. And so Michael doesn't want to reboot her.
But
And
and simultaneously, the love that she had for him during the early version when she was rebooted the second time or the first time, the love that she had for Jason, like all these reboots, is being enhanced with each reboot, and so that's why she's having such an adverse effect.
But she wants to self-destruct. So she has a self-destruct mechanism and she wants to self-destruct, and nobody wants that to happen. Jeannie comes in.
Well, I would say what they do to self-destruct to Janet is they use like a paperclip behind the ear and touching her nose, and it will turn her into a marble. And then that marble is shot into the sun, is essentially what happens when you self-destruct to Janet. So Chidi comes in, and he's really upset by being tortured by Vicky. And he's like, "Can you at least give me a heads up next time? Because his face is covered in needles, like
Like
for
acupuncture kind
acupuncture."
of things, but it's like Hellraiser. Like he's got like all of
Yeah.
these needles like everywhere.
Yeah, it's bad. So he's like, "Can you give me a heads up next time?" And he's like, and Mike's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." Flashback to Michael having a crisis about the neighborhood design that Janet's helping with.
The neighborhood design includes something called Custard's Last Flan. It is so
I
funny.
can't. That is so stupid. I love it.
There's so many stupid like names for that restaurant. It's just so
It's so
funny.
perfect. And so he's having a crisis about what it should be. He has to keep from Janet that he's a bad person. And so he's
He's
just
a
like,
bad
what is
person.
something that is good but also simultaneously really sucks? And she's like, frozen yogurt. And he's like, exactly, that's perfect. And so that's how frozen yogurt came to be, in the good place, bad place, whatever. So present day. And he keeps that spoon that he tried the frozen yogurt with in his office, which is what reminded him of that moment. Present day, Michael's hesitant to do the self-destruct thing because they're friends, and he finally admits that she's his most loyal, consistent friend.
And he's dependent on her.
Yeah, throughout all of these reboots and all that stuff, their friendship has never ceased, and it's very important to him that she be there, and so which is a very sweet thing. But Janet is still firm on the fact that she needs to die. So Michael's like, all right, well, we need to consult with someone who has gone through this whole thing a lot. We need to talk to a human. And so they get Eleanor to come in. And Janet explains the situation to Eleanor. And she said, and Eleanor's like, okay, I've gone through the whole like seeing your ex with another woman thing. What you need to do is go dancing, get drunk, dry your hair, and get a rebound.
Yeah.
And Janet's like,
So
okay,
Eleanor.
sure, whatever. Yeah, that sounds good. And she comes back to Michael's office to give him the lowdown of what just happened. And she's just like, yeah, she said to get it, girl. And so I'm just going to get everything just in case. And I love that so much.
That's
And
hilarious.
Janet says she will watch what she says around Jason and Tahani so that she's not lying to them. So that there aren't any more glitches. And she also is just like, I need to go to my void for a little while. So she blinks out to her void, and then she blinks back in with another person facing the other way. And she's just like, oh, this is my new boyfriend, Derek. I just created him. And he is a newly born Janet similar kind of vibe, where he's like almost robotic, but he's really, really dumb and knows nothing. It's kind of like when Janet was malfunctioning in the first season and just like could not help anyone, and she just does not know the answers to any questions or anything. And I would like to say this is a very niche thing. However, the guy who plays Derek is Jason Mantzoukas, and he's very, very, he's a very funny person. He's a comedian, and he's a co-host of one of the podcasts I listened to, called How Did This Get Made? Talking about really bad movies. It's very fun. He was also on Taskmaster, which I also watch. And so he was a contestant on the most recent season, which was so fun because he's just full of chaos. And it's fun to have a chaos agent on that show.
Chaos is good.
Very, very funny. He's a very funny person. He also does work on Big Mouth and all that stuff. He's everywhere. So he plays Derek, and it's so fucking funny to me because now, especially now that I know who he is. When I first watched this, I had no idea who this guy was. Now I've listened to and watched like several things with him just as a person in it, and it's very funny now. But yeah, Derek, I don't think I cared much for Derek last time I watched it, but he's, now that I have the context, it's funnier. But yeah, he's just so stupid. He's like Jason if he was even more dumb and had never been born before. He's a Frankenstein's monster that Janet created. And it's extremely funny. Well, not as funny as Jason, I don't think. But, you know, it's similar vein.
I'm sorry. The actor that plays Jason is just hilarious.
I can't deal with him. He's so funny.
He is.
He's her dumb rebound. He's like... He's just so stupid. I love him so much. Literally, she's like, Jason, sorry, I almost called him Jason. There's a Jason, and the guy who plays him is named Jason. It's a lot. Derek, she's like, Derek, go back to our void. And then he's like, I'm going to miss you, babe. And she's like, I'm going to miss you too. And he's like, and then he just blinks out existence to her void. It's so funny, and I'm excited to see where that goes. But that's the end of the episode.
Yep, that's the end of the episode. So what were your best parts? Since I kind of missed the end of it because I was sleepy, what were your best parts in this episode?
Michael, Janet, and Derek. Like, the only people who really talk. I mean, I also like Eleanor's advice. I think that's very funny.
But yeah, I just had Michael and Janet, so cool. I got most of it, yay! What was your worst part, then?
Vicky.
Does suck.
Vicky sucks. And her just being like needles. And he's just like, it's so uninspired. It's so funny. I love that dynamic of like, oh, you suck at torturing people. He's like, I laid out all of my plans and now they just come up with needles and that's it. It's just very funny.
Losers.
Losers.
What grade did you give this episode?
I'd say a B minus.
Oh, good. I gave it a B minus too and I didn't watch all of it. So yay.
I think that it's nice to develop the Janet and Michael relationship. I feel like they had already done a pretty good job already of doing that. I didn't necessarily need to see the flashbacks. Is this an awful episode? No. It's sweet. It's cute. It has some fun moments. But I do like that they're reaffirming, yeah, Janet still cares for Jason. Jason, even though Jason and Tawny are doing pretty well for themselves, Jason doesn't remember his feelings for Janet. And so that's going to create some drama. And now that Janet has, like, a new boyfriend, that's also going to bring another element to it. So, again, I feel like it's a bit of a setup episode for later. It's just kind of, all right, here are a few things that we haven't addressed yet.
And this, I can't remember where this is going. This is a subplot that I really kind of had blanked on.
I just remember, I vaguely remember Derek. I remember something that I'll mention off podcast. But otherwise, Derek is just kind of there. Which, I mean, he doesn't really need to be much more than that. So,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, he is an object.
He's not like a major player that I can remember. So,
yeah.
I feel like he's about as used as Trevor, if I'm remembering the size of his role correctly. But Trevor's hilarious.
Adam Scott is just.
I love Adam Scott. I have heard so much appreciation. And he's not even in these fucking episodes, but I just miss him. I miss
we
Trevor.
Need some Bad Place energy, people.
I wish that they would bring back Trevor. It would be so funny. I'm trying to remember if Trevor ever comes back.
I don't know, but we are looking forward to it if it happens.
I really wish it would.
So we actually have more to watch and more to talk about.
And we won't fall asleep this time, right?
Sure. I make no promises. But we do look forward to sharing this with you. We hope that you join us. And
cheers.